Hello and welcome to this rain report, the last one for May 2008. What? You were expecting William Frost or Riley Hollingsworth? Funny, I was too. I took them to work today. It was a slow day at work. I don't mean them, I mean the file. And yes, it's all edited down, and you weren't going to hear the inclusion of William Frost's talk at the 2008 Dayton Hamvention FCC Forum. And you are going to hear what will probably be Riley's final official presentation before he retires as special counsel for amateur enforcement from the FCC. But you'll have to wait a week. I know it's going to be difficult for you, but you'll just have to grin. Well, maybe not grin, but you will have to bear it. Well, maybe you may not want to bear it either. Never mind. Anyway, in the meantime, with my parakeet shrieking in the background, this is Hap Holly, KC9RP, hoping you'll stick around for this rain rerun, introduced by Leanne Main, KP9ZEF, this from 2002.
With the rain report for the week of November 29th, 2002, I'm Leanne Main, KP9ZEF. Senior moments is a term that was coined to explain a temporary lapse of memory experienced more by older folks than younger. But what about ham radio moments? The December issue of CQ contains an editorial about those so-called ham radio moments. So just what are they? RAIN founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with CQ magazine's editor Rich Moseson, W2VU, for the answers.
What are ham radio moments, Rich?
Well, it's a name that I came up with to describe those little moments that all of us who are active on the air encounter, hopefully pretty regularly, some interesting, exciting contact or experience that makes you go, wow, this is what I became a ham for. And, you know, the kinds of things that if I finish the contact, I'll run upstairs and tell my wife, guess who I just talked to, or guess where I just talked to. What I'm trying to do in the editorial is get people to share these beyond just their family. We have a pretty significant problem with people who are not renewing their licenses when they expire. The numbers that I've gotten off of AH0A's website, which does a lot of analysis of FCC figures, are very disturbing. We've had expiration rates 2 years ago of 55%. More than half the people whose licenses expired didn't renew them. Fortunately, that's improved, and it's now down to 45%, which means more than half are. But still, 45% of people not renewing is an incredibly big problem. It's made a little better by grace period renewals, so we're not totally falling on our faces. In fact, our total licensing numbers, according to the same website as of the end of October, are at a five-year high. 684,498 was the total number of FCC ham licenses issued as of October 31st, and that is the highest that it's been in the time that he has records up there for, which is the past 5 years. So I'm very encouraged by that. But we all have experiences that keep us interested and excited, or I hope we do. And one of the things I've never heard at a club meeting, and what I'm encouraging people to do in this editorial, is at their club meetings, set aside a few moments for people to share these ham radio moments. And they don't have to be big things. You know, I give a couple of examples in the editorial. I worked somebody in Alabama on PSK-31. It was his first PSK-31 QSO. And this was a guy who had been a ham, had dropped out, and had not only come back, but brought his two sons with him. And we had a really fun QSO. Another day I met somebody on HF who is an almost neighbor of mine. He lives two towns south of me. He works two towns north of me. And one of these days we'll find a way to get together in person. And you have these little things that happen all the time when you're on the air pretty regularly. They're the things that keep you going. But if there's somebody at your club meeting who hasn't been active, who hasn't been having these moments, they could be on the endangered species list. And I think that trying to put aside some time at club meetings to share these little moments, rare DX worked, whatever, can be very helpful in keeping people involved and active and licensed.
You gave me a neat example in our pre-interview conversation about what happened in a radio club dinner night. Tell me about that again.
Yeah, this was really great. I was at a radio club meeting where I was the speaker, and there was a father and his two kids there. The two kids were recently licensed, and they had been invited to the meeting. They weren't club members, by someone who had offered a demonstration of PSK-31 to them because they were interested in it, but they hadn't actually seen it on the air.
Now, PSK-31 is a digital mode.
Yes, it's a very popular HF digital mode, and the 31 number comes from the very small bandwidth, 31 hertz of the signal. The software gives you a visual display of the signals on your computer screen, and you just click on the signal, and the text starts appearing on your screen, and it's really magical. This is a club that has a club station, which is something that I wish more clubs were able to do. After the meeting, we went into the station, and they get set up, and they're on 20 meters, and 20 meters was just wide open that night. And the first signal we click on is a station in India talking to another station in Reunion Island, FR5. Those of us who recognize the FR5 call sign went, wow! And we started going over to the map to find it, because it's a tiny little dot, to show the kids where it was. So we were getting all excited, and they were getting all excited. We found it on the map and pointed that out to the kids. Said, look at this tiny little dot, and this guy from, we're hearing his signals here. Then somebody else walked in the room and wondered what all the excitement was about. And one of the kids jumped up and said, oh, we're listening to some guy in Reunion Island. Look where it is. It's right here, this little dot on the map, so far away, and the signal was coming in so well. And he was excited, and you could just feel the excitement building in the room. It was real interesting, because on my way to the meeting, I was listening to a news report on the radio about how terrible young people in this country are at geography. And here's a kid who, through ham radio, is able to locate, forget about the United States, he's able to locate Reunion Island on a map. He's learning geography and having a great time while he's doing it and getting excited about ham radio. That's the key.
Just where is Reunion Island?
It took us a little bit to find it. It is in the Indian Ocean, off the coast of Africa, actually off the coast of Madagascar. And it's in CQ Zone 39. That was very helpful. Somebody, we were looking around in the wrong part of the Indian Ocean, and one of the other people said, look in Zone 39. So it's handy to have those zones available.
I think we can draw a correlation between the lack of renewals, partially being a result not only of a lack of ham radio moments being shared, but a lack of follow-through on behalf of those who Elmer teach and bring people into the hobby, but then just leave them to their own devices.
I agree with you 100%. This is a theme that I've been banging away at for years. We do a pretty good job of drawing people into the hobby and teaching them what they need to get their license and getting them licensed. And we had 20,000 new hams come into the hobby last year, and it's, you know, been averaging about 18,000 over the last few years. So getting people in doesn't seem to be that big a problem. It's what we do when they get in. And far too many clubs, individual Elmers who have helped people get licensed, just drop the ball once they've passed that license test. They leave them on their own to get a station on the air, to get on the air and operating. And as a result, there are lots and lots of people who never, ever get on the air after they've gotten their licenses, or who maybe get on once or twice from someone else's station, but never have the help to get their own station up and running, or the guidance on how to work a new mode. And this is an area that is critical, and I think clubs play a major role in it. And you can always learn from each other. You don't have to be new. I was sitting and learning some new stuff about the PSK-31 software that I use here at home, because they were using the same software at the club meeting and doing things that I never knew it could do. So the exchange of information, of tips, of help is really so much of what this hobby is about, and so often we don't do that. These people get lost, or they get on a repeater and nobody talks to them. As a result, they put the radios away, and when the license comes up for renewal 10 years down the road, they've even forgotten where it is, let alone remembering to send it in for renewal.
Rich, you've been licensed since 1970. I've been licensed since 1965. Is there a tendency, perhaps, for some of us who have been around literally for decades to become jaded about ham radio and no longer experience some of these ham radio moments you allude to?
I hope not, but I think there is. I would hope that I never reach the point where working some rare DX station is a ho-hum kind of thing for me. I still get excited when I work some new country that I haven't worked before, or manage to break through a pile up on something with my 100 watts in a vertical. I still get excited about it, and hopefully I always will. And if I stop getting excited about that, then I hope that I'll remember that there are other things to do in the hobby, because I don't think it's really possible to get bored with ham radio totally if you're interested in pursuing everything that it has to offer. It's certainly possible to get bored with an individual activity that you may have been doing for a while, but there's so much else out there. And this is, again, where clubs can play a vital role in exposing people to the different kinds of things that you do. If you've been a DXer for 25 years and you've worked them all on every band, and, well, there's no challenge left for you. Okay, maybe not in HF DXing, but what about VHF weak signal or moon bounce or satellites, county hunting? There's all sorts of different challenges, different activities, and they're all fun that people can get into. And I've always said that someone who says they're bored with ham radio hasn't dug deeply enough into what the hobby has to offer them.
The name of the editorial is Ham Radio Moments. That's Rich Moseson, W2VU, the editor of CQ Magazine. You'll find the editorial in the December 2002 issue. And you'll find Rich's email address on the Rain Sites mention page at rainreport.com. I'm Hap Holly, KSNRP. This has been the Rain Report.
That's a wrap for this week's Rain Report, which is copyright 2002 Rain, all rights reserved. For Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Leanne Main, KB9ZEF, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.